T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to get right out to this story because Tasha Walsh has gone through hell and back in the last, 5 days, and she's joining us now on the phone. You are little Nalani's grandmother. I could see it in the press conference, the pain in your eyes. How are you holding up?
I'm not even sure if I'm holding up. I'm just standing, and I'm breathing, you know, and I'm just getting through. Just getting through the day is difficult.
Right.
Very difficult.
And, you know, when you and I spoke this morning, you had said the hardest part is putting such an important job in the hands of these authorities because you're not a part of what they're doing and you want to be there. You want to know everything. What do you know right now? What is new in your mind right now about your granddaughter and this woman who's accused of kidnapping her?
The family isn't being told anything much more than what the media, you know, already knows and what they stated in the press conference.
So they have no leads on her whereabouts, or they don't have any new information or any surveillance stuff that they haven't shared with us?
If it wasn't shared on the media, in the media, I don't know. Like I said, they are giving us exactly what they're giving you guys, and it's limited, but you know, I understand, you know, why they are doing things the way that they are.
Yeah, you have to put it in their hands.
It's to keep Nalani safe.
Right.
So I understand, and I'm not going to speculate on what I think is going on or anything like that. You know, my intent is just to continue putting out, you know, getting out, you know, awareness that my granddaughter is missing, and to keep your eyes and ears open for any, you know, information regarding my granddaughter.
Were you aware of the relationship that the police talked about between your son and the woman who is accused of taking your granddaughter?
No.
So that was news to you today?
Yeah, I learned what you learned in the press conference.
What did your son say?
I haven't spoken to him about it. Again, my focus has been on Nalani, and I'm letting the authority figure out the logistics and, you know, the intricate details about the case. My purpose in all this is just to continue to get the information out for people to continue to keep Nalani in the forefront of their mind, and, you know, keep their eyes open.
Tell us about her.
Ears.
Tell us. Tell us about your little granddaughter.
She's just a beautiful soul. You know, very loving, caring. You know, rambunctious. You know, she loves the dance and music. Her favorite song was the fish song that they play, Daddy Shark and Mommy Shark. Mm-hmm. We must have listened to that 1,001 times when we're driving in the car, because that was what kept her seated in her car seat and settled, you know, and we would dance and sing to that song. You know, we just miss her so much, and we just want her back home.
We're speaking with Tasha Walsh. She is Nalani Johnson's grandmother. I could tell during that press conference that you were on the edge. How are you hanging in here?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how I'm getting through today. I really honestly don't know. Like, you know, I'm trying to just keep the positive in my mind. But, you know, sometimes, you know, the things that they're putting out about, you know, my family and things like that, sometimes that gets to you.
Tell me about that. You said that. Tell me about, what have you heard? What hurts so much?
Just that, you know, people are trying to make a already bad situation worse just by, you know, coming up with their own thoughts about what happened and just putting misleading information or untrue information on, you know, social networks so other people can join in all the you know, all of it. And that's what's so disturbing about it, because instead of us banding together and joining together for the better to try to get this mm-hmm. baby home, they're working against the system and just causing havoc, you know, more than what we need right now.
Taja, where is Nilani's mother?
She's been cooperating with everybody. She's here in the Pittsburgh area. She's been, you know, doing what she needs to do. You know, whatever the authorities have asked, she's done. So everybody is cooperating.
So she and your son are not together, but they raise her mutually, yes?
Correct.
Okay, great. She has got to be absolutely panicked too.
Everybody is. Everybody.
Right. Oh my goodness. So what, if you want to describe your granddaughter to everybody out there, we've seen the pictures, you've posted the flyers, and we've got them up on our website here at KDKA Radio. Tell everybody what they should be on the lookout for. She's just a little muncher.
She's just a little thing, you know. She has short, curly black hair, very fair, light complected. She's about 2.5 feet tall. Kind of a thin build, you know, for a toddler. She's very, you know, go lucky, outgoing, likes to be, you know, like I said, dance around. She loves music, you know.
In your heart, do you believe she is okay?
I'm holding on to faith in my faith in God that yes, He's going to bring her home.
And one final question before I let you go, because I know that you're exhausted and that you've been through hell. This story that this woman, Ms. Nancy, has said about some $10,000 payment that your son allegedly made to her, what do you say about that?
I don't want to comment on anything involving, you know, the investigation. I don't know. I can't comment on that.
Right, but surely he didn't. I mean, I think if it were $10,000 to give, there'd be records of that.
One would assume, but again, I don't know.
Do know that we are on your side. You've got a community around you, and if there's anything that we can do to help spread the word, please let me know. If you get any updates that you would like us to spread, please, again, let us know and know that we're thinking of your precious granddaughter.
Thank you.
All right. Peace to you, my friend.
Ugh. Bye.
What an awful, awful story. Mm. Do I have time to hit Anthony real fast, or should I hold on to him until after? Okay. Anthony, hold on for a second. I don't want to kind of squeeze you in here before traffic and weather, but, you know, and I think that what she just illustrated with people are trying to create these outside theories and they're losing contact with the real issue here, which is her granddaughter. And that's sort of what I was alluding to at the beginning of the open of the show. It's like we get so lost in the weeds with thinking that what we believe in our narrative is so true and must be believed all or nothing, that we miss out on the nuances of what's really going on. And what's really going on is we have a little girl that we've got to find. And that's it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.